one of my very dear and close Talmidim, Joey Lehman, is getting married, Mirza Hashem, soon, and he texted me last week that he would love it if we had a 10-minute halacha shir on the concept of Afruv, because he is having an Afruv soon, if we do the shir in honor of his upcoming Simcha. So this shir is in honor of Joey Lehman's upcoming Afruv, Mirza Hashem. So we'll start with the name. The term Afruv does not appear in early Rishonim and even early Achronim that discuss the issue, that discuss this idea of something special about the Shabbos before the Chasana. It's called a variety of different names that I don't know what they mean. In Noe Kitzon Yosef, Ma'areches Nisuin, he calls it a Shvenhaltz. I'm not sure, I may even be pronouncing it incorrectly, I have no idea. In the Ma'aril, he calls it a Shpinhaltz with a Pei. And in the Leket Yosher, he calls it Pe'er Shvil. So again, I'm not sure what these names mean, what they're about, but we call it an Afruv. Why do we call it an Afruv? Probably because I think, from what I'm told, the Yiddish translation of Afruv is he's called up. And the person, the central point of the Afruv is the Chassan's Aliyah LaTorah, is that the Chassan is called up to the Torah. So where do we have a source that there's any sort of special Simcha on the Shabbos before a person gets married? So first of all, in Masechah Sofrim, Perikates, Yud Beis, it records a minhag to walk the Chassan from his house to Shul, singing in front of him. So there's something about the Shabbos before he gets married that we would do some special walk. We'll sing. One of my Chaverim, I remember, at his Afruv, they Taka had that. They had all the friends come pick him up from the house and sing him all the way to the shul. So and then later the Rishonim already talk about it. Mishmar Sabayis, the Rashba, in Bayis Shvi, Shar Sheni, Dibur Maskel Od Kasav, he quotes the minhag that there should be a special simcha, a special party for the chasen on the Shabbos before the wedding. Why? So the Nitei Gavriel in Nisuin, page Nun, quotes from the Chidush Arim and from the Imrei Pinchas that the entire week, it's well known in Sifrei Chasidus certainly, that the entire week is encapsulated in some way in the Shabbos that precedes the week, and therefore, the simcha of the week, the upcoming week, is encapsulated in some way in the Shabbos before. Now, when should this special celebration be, if there is some sort of special celebration? So the Ma'aril in Hilchos Tishbav says that the minhag was that they would do it on Friday night, and they would have fruit and wine. That's what the celebration entailed. It was like a tish on Friday night with fruit and wine. I've noticed that in a lot of Afruvs recently in the neighborhood, people had a Friday night tish. So maybe there's a makor for that. The dafka on Friday night they didn't always have fruit and wine, but that's what the Ma'aril says. In Eidus Yisrael, page base, he says nowadays the minhag is to do it after Musaf, and we know that nowadays the minhag is to have some sort of kiddush or a party after Musaf. In the Mechtavim of the Sfas Emes, quoted in the Nitei Gavriel, Paragimel Ha'aret Hasvav, he says that the kiddush shouldn't be too lavish for two reasons. First of all, the chasan is expensive enough, and we have to be chasan mamanu shel Yisrael. And number two, people need to eat the Suda Shabbos B'tei Avon, so you don't want to. So you should have a little cake and a little schnapps, and that's it, and that will be your kiddush. You don't need to have a very lavish kiddush. Is it a Sudas Mitzvah? There's a long tshuva. Chavis Yair in Simen Ayin has a discussion about the various Sudos, whether they are Sudas Mitzvah or not, a Sudas Siyum, a Sudav, and he discusses Suda by Nafrav, and he says that if the chasan darshins, or if somebody darshins, then it for sure raises it to the level of Sudas Mitzvah. Now, there are a variety of minhagim aside from the Aliyah. We'll spend most of our time on the Aliyah, but there are a variety of minhagim that are also mentioned in Poskim. The Stechem and Ma'arechas Chasan Vekala, Oschav Beis, he says the minhag Yerushalayim was that a chasan on the Shabbos before his wedding would go around to all the tzaddikei ha'ir, all the Talmidei Chachamim, and he would get a bracha from each of the Talmidei Chachamim. In fact, there are many chasidim, Belzer Chasidim, Vizhnitz Chasidim, Babavar Chasidim, that on the Shabbos of the Afruv, they go to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe puts their shtreimel on their head. He's the first one to adorn them with their shtreimel. So there's ninyan of going around to the Rebbe, going around to the Tzaddik, to the Talmud Chacham, to get a bracha on the Shabbos before the Afruv. In Eidus Yisrael, at the end of Perek Aleph, he writes that starting from the Chassan's Aliyah at the Afruv, the Chassan shouldn't go out alone anymore. There is a suffix in the Poskim, the Bikurei Yaakov and Orchaim, Tofrei Samachtes, Os Gimel, says that it's unclear when the Din Melech starts. We know Chassan Domel Melech, but when? When does it start that he has Din of Melech, that he shouldn't walk out alone? So Shlomo Zalman in Shalmei Simcha, the new Sefer just came out, Shalmei Simcha, page Kuf Chav Aleph, is quoted as saying that it starts on Motzai Shabbos before the wedding. It's the week of the wedding, that's when he has a din of a melech. But the Eidus Yisrael says, no, it starts at the Aliyah on the Afruv. That's where the din of a melech begins. So now let's get to the Aliyah. The Aliyah is the big deal about it. It's what we call it an Afruv for the Aliyah. The obligation for an Aliyah is quoted in the Magen Avraham at the end of Simen Resh Pei Beis. It's discussed by the Bir Halacha in Simen Kuf Lamed Vav. And the earlier source seems to be the Levush. They both quote from the Levush that there is a chiyuv for a chasan to get an Aliyah the Shabbos before his wedding. What's the reason for the minhag? So there are several reasons offered by the the Achronim, the Medrash Talpios writes that it's similar to a king. A melech has to write two Sifrei Torah. So we dafka say, chasna is domel melech, so the Shabbos before his chasna gets an aliyah, the Shabbos after his chasna, he gets an aliyah, and that way it's ki'ilu, the two Sifrei Torah that a melech writes. It's much easier than writing two Sifrei Torah. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo, Moadim Chelek Beis, page Tuf Mem Al, Tuf Mem Beis, writes that it's based on the Gemara Nedarim, Al Ma'av Da Aretz, Al Azamas Torasi, Shal Berchu Betarot Chila, that we lost Eretz Yisrael, we lost the Beis HaMikdash, because we didn't pay proper cover to the Torah. What's the greatest way to pay proper cover to the Torah? When we're about to embark on something extremely important in our lives, to make it begin with Torah. That's the way to pray proper cover to the Torah. He says that's why we have a minhag that a chassan gets an aliyah of the Torah, the most important day in his life. Prior to that, what's the best way to prepare? Make a bracha on Torah to get an aliyah of the Torah. In Minhagi Chabad, it says that the reason that they get an aliyah is because it's supposed to be a siman tov to raising children who will learn Torah and will hold up the world in that way. But my favorite was the Sefer HaMat'amim, who writes that it's quoted in Nite Gavriel, that the idea of getting an aliyah before on the Shabbos before you get married, and another aliyah in Shabbos Sheva Brachos, he says, is so that the chassan could appreciate the difference between Torah learnt before his wedding and Torah learnt after his wedding. Because Hashari below Isha, the Gemara tells us, is Shari below Simcha, but he's also Shari below Torah. The Torah takes on a new meaning, a new dimension when he's married, and that contrast will allow him to appreciate that. The Magen Avraham and the Levush say that a chassan has kedima over other chiyuvim, over all other chiyuvim except for a bar mitzvah boy. A bar mitzvah boy he's equal with, but if they write that if he's not a member of the shul, if one of them is the chassan is not a member of the shul, then the bar mitzvah boy gets kedima. That actually is, there is such a din that if you're a member of the shul, then you're assumed to have kedima over for other people. Now, what should be done if there's a chassan and a bar mitzvah boy in the same shul and they're both members and there's only one minyan? So the Levush, the Magen Avraham, and the Bir Halacha say flip a coin. I mean, they say make a raffle, do a goral. They have to figure it out who's going to get the aliyah. I don't know why they can't both get aliyahs. I guess they're fighting over maftir. If it's not a bar mitzvah of bo bayom though, so the Shari Ephraim holds, then the chassan will get precedence. But the Shvus Yaakov and Chelik Beis and Chavtes holds that as long as the bar mitzvah boy hasn't yet gotten aliyah, it's still even. There's still it's still a coin toss. In Shari Ephraim, Shar Beis Siv Gimel, he says that not only is the chassan a chiyuv to get an aliyah, the father of the chassan is also a chiyuv to get an aliyah, but he doesn't take precedence over any of the other chiyuvim. The chassan takes precedence over all the other chiyuvim, except for the bar mitzvah boy. Father of the chassan is a chiyuv to get an aliyah, but doesn't take precedence over any other chiyuvim. In Marsham, Chelik Vav Simen Dalid, the Marsham was very against the idea of a family of Kohanim making their own minions so that all the family members can get an aliyah. Like an Ir Shekula Kohanim, where all the aliyahs have to go to Kohanim, so there was a family of Kohanim that he was asked about that decided to make their own minions so that everybody can get an aliyah, because otherwise you're limited to just Kohen and Maftir, and the Marsham thought that that's not a good enough reason to break off and make a separate minion. In Imre Yosher, Chelik Beis, of Simon Kuf Tzadiches, he didn't like the idea of even moving a Torah for a minion, Dafka for the Chassan, that he thought that it's a bizarre to the Sefer Torah to move it, Dafka for a Chassan. I think the minig is to be makel on this, and that's probably because some of the posts can point out that the Ramon or Chaim, Simon Kuf Lamine, says that for an Adam Chashav, you're allowed to move the Sefer Torah. So Imre Yosher says, no, Adam Chashav means Talmud Chacham, doesn't mean every Yatz who gets married. Not, it doesn't become an Adam Chashav. But other poskim say, no, he's domel melech. What do you mean? So he's not the mechashev for right now. So therefore, maybe that would be enough reason to move the Sefer Torah. Now, what if they do the offer of a week early because the wedding's going to be out of town or something like that? So they have to push the offer back a week early. So I always thought that's nothing. That's not really the offer. The poskim say not like that. The Bir Halacha, the Magen Avraham, they say that becomes his offer. Then he's a chiyuv. He's every bit the chiyuv that he would have been had it been the day before. That becomes his offer. I'm not sure exactly why that's the case, but that's what the poskim seem to assume. The Makar HaChayim HaShalem, Perek Reish Lamed Vav Sif Yadalin, then quoted by the Nitei Gavriel, quotes that the minig is at Svart, no, this is quoted by the Nisun Kilchasa, quotes that the minig of Svardim is that the chassan does not get an aliyah on the Shabbos before his wedding, unless the chassan is a yasom. So Sfardim, who have two parents, may dafka avoid getting an aliyah on the Shabbos before the wedding. Sfardim have a whole different take on the whole concept of afruv. So most of what we're saying now is obviously within the Ashkenazi world. The chassan should get maftir, unless he's the only kohen in shul, in which case he's going to have to get kohen. However, the Makor Chaim, which is authored by the author of the Chavis Yoyer, in Or Chaim Sim Kuf Lamed Hei, says that the minig is to give him shlishi. That's not our minig. Our minig is to give him maftir. But let's say you have a chassan who doesn't want to do that after. I had a shayla recently. Chassan was getting married. didn't want to do the Haftarah. He said, okay, so don't do the Haftarah, make the brachas. So he said, no, I don't want to do the brachas either. So don't get maftir. Get another aliyah, because if you're getting maftir, then you should at least say the brachas of the Haftarah. The Mishnah Berurah says explicitly that if you're getting maftir, you at least have to say the brachas of the Haftarah. So then maybe you should follow Makor Chaim, give him shlishi. The Taz in Simin Yudal Sifkan Dal says that he should, when he gets his aliyah, he should borrow a talis, not make a bracha. And the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says to have in mind not to be kone it. And probably he shouldn't put it over a set either, in accordance, if you hold like the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Ches Sifkan Dal, that a bachur doesn't put a talis over his head, so probably at that stage doesn't put it over his head either. The Levush quotes that there's a minute to sing for him after the Aliyah, and the Aliyah Rabbah in Kuflam Etes El Ches just says you have to make sure you cover the Torah while the singing is going on, because otherwise it's designed to the Sefer Torah. What about throwing candies? Okay, we have, alright, we're ready over time, but let's, throwing candies. Ginze Yosef, Simon Kuf Bey says the minute is to throw sweets at the Chasen. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Nun talks about throwing food at a Chasen and Kala at the wedding. It doesn't talk about enough, Ruth. The Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Tesvavim Bey, talks about being to children at a nisui b'sula, when a b'sula gets married, to give children candies, and that's a simon bracha. But we don't find in Gemara that it says about the Afruv, but that's quoted already by the Achronim. Chasidim quote that the minute to have the women throw it is alpi sod, it's alpi Kabbalah, that for some reason it's a special inyan to have the women dafka throw the candies. The minute Chabad is that only the men throw the candies, that the women don't throw the candies. But amongst other Chasidim, women dafka who never come to shul, dafka come to shul just to throw candies, that there's such an inyan in the Chasidish Shevelt. Mishra Brura and Sim Kufay Nalf Sukhan Chafalv says you gotta make sure not to throw things that are like raisins or prunes or things that are gross and mushy. He says that's not a good idea. That will make a mess of the chasen, a mess of the shul, a mess of the sefer Torah. So you shouldn't throw things like that. Okay, but the minhag always seems to have been to throw nuts. Kleios agozim. Why nuts? So some say that the minhag was specifically to throw nuts because they have a shell and that symbolizes the tznius of the kala. That you're showing the chasen, look, your kala is a tznua, she's inside a shell. Okay. Others say that they throw agozim because egos represents chet. So just the chasen is mochlin lo kala vonosav on his wedding day. So he's throwing away all his chatayim. So that's symbolic of throwing away the chatayim, they throw the nuts. Tov is also gematria tov, so it's also simin tov, perhaps. Shem Yishmol is my favorite. Shem Yishmol in Parshas Kisetze, page Reish Lamedalid, says that just like, as Rav Shachter quotes from the Medrash in the Hakdama Teginas Egos, that just like an Egos is no felitit, ve'in ma betocho nimas, masha betocho nimas, when an Egos falls in the mud, the inside is still protected because it has a protective shell around it. So when a person's getting married, he has to realize if you're getting married, that comes with responsibility. You're going to have to support a wife. You're going to have to work for a living. You're going to have to come up with a way to make a living. And that involves leaving yeshiva sometimes and going out into the very muddy, dirty world out there. So we're trying to give the chasam chizik. We throw the nuts at him. And even though you're going to be no felatit, you have to make sure that the inside remains pure, that the inside remains 100% clean and pristine. And that's all I got to say about enough of. Okay.